Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Seneca in letters 45-7. How closely flattery resembles friendship. It not only apes friendship, but outdoes it, passing it in the race. With wide open and indulgent ears, it is welcomed and sings to the depths of the heart, and it is pleasing precisely wherein it does harm. Friendship is an important relationship for the Stoics, and they take it very seriously. You see, our moral development begins, by necessity, with our family. Our first role models and teachers are our parents or other caregivers. But when we develop some degree of moral autonomy, we start looking at other people for guidance and help, especially our friends. That is why it is important to choose them carefully, as Seneca and Epictetus often tell us. A good friend is what Aristotle called a mirror to our soul, that is, someone who is not afraid of clearly showing us when we're going off the path of virtue, in order to nudge us back over it. It follows that bad or false friendships are to be carefully avoided, and if someone is flattering you in order to get on your good side, because they need something from you, you should be aware of what is going on and resist the temptation to nurture your own ego. I see a lot of this going on these days on social media, where some people compete for the highest number of so-called friends, and where adding a like or a silly cartoon icon on someone's comments counts as friendship and support. It isn't. It is at best a useless exercise in narcissism, and at worst it's the sort of dangerous flattery that Seneca is talking about. So today, take a few minutes to reflect on who your real friends are. They are probably few in number, because actual friendship takes time and effort. But if they're good friends, make a mental note to redouble your efforts to nourish your relationship with them. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.